Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
I'm kicking off a series today called Big.
Yes.
Big. Today it's big words.
Yes.
Next week it's big deal.
Yes.
Week after that it's big life.
Come
Amen.
On,
but today, I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you some words that are in the Bible that are going to just blow
yes.
your mind. But first, let's do it. Let's do a winner. Winner, winner. Maybe. We got Outback, Fridays. Ooh, Fridays. I haven't been there in a long time. And Chili's. I don't like Chili's. But hey, you might. Here we go. Here we go. Winner, winner. Looks like steak dinner today. 517-2420. All right. All right, Beverly. What's going on here?
There you go.
There you go. Tom's like, I got it. I got it. Quit touching it. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, let's hope I can see my notes this morning. I'm so happy Beverly won. If you guys, let me brag on Beverly a little bit. She's my fellow animal rescuer. She volunteers, and she's a cat rescuer. So I don't hold that against her. You know, I still love her and care about her.
Amen.
She doesn't hold it against me that I'm a dog rescuer, but we share rescue stories, and she loves Jesus so much. And so, what'd you pick? What'd you pick? All right, steak dinner. You gonna get a bloomin' onion? All right, who's ready for some big
yeah.
words? All right, here we go. Are you ready to hear some big words? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't come up with this. I get lots of devotionals that get emailed to me. And actually, this is somebody that went to the same school as me. And I would call her a friend. She would call me. I would call her. But we don't pal around or anything. And she wrote it. And as soon as I read it, I was like, man, this is awesome. This is so incredible. I got to preach this. So, you know, I'm going to steal your devotion and preach it, all right? You know, that's all right, because it's the Word of God.
Yes,
and this was a springboard to the series Big. And so this is what started it. And so, I don't want to take credit for what she did, but it's so good. Are you ready to hear some big words that can absolutely change your life?
Yeah.
These words can revolutionize your life, your eternity, your mind, your body, your family, and your future. All right. Big words. Who's ready for them? We got a drum roll. Let's do it. Here we go. Big words right here. Whoever, anything, whatever, all things, and always.
All right.
These words are huge. Now, how many know what those words mean? Do we need to get the Greek out for them? Probably not, right? Do we need to get a dictionary?
No,
we don't need to get it. We know we don't probably use the word. Well, we use whoever because it's like, who can come to the party?
Whoever.
If everybody can come, we'd be like, whoever.
Right.
Can so-and-so come? Whoever, right? The more people's names you add, the more attitude we say whoever with. Whoever, right? It means anybody. And then we got anything. Anything means what?
Anything.
Anything. We are on fire in this place this morning. We are brainiacs. You know, sometimes people are like, man, I got to get the Greek dictionary, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. You know, that's great, and that has its place, but it can never take the place of just reading the Bible and getting it.
Amen.
You know, it's not that difficult. Jesus didn't make it so difficult. He said that a little child could understand it. All right, here we go. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Right? Whatever. Let's say it with some attitude. Whatever. Whatever. All right, let's do the next one. All things.
All.
How many understand what this word means?
Everything. All.
Now, when I went to Bible college, there was a teacher there, and he was a real, real in-depth, intense teacher. This guy is so intense. You'd all probably know his name because he's real famous now. But he was a teacher when I was there. This guy was so intense that he would take papers and hand them down the aisle, like a stack of papers. And if in the aisle, if somebody stopped and stacked them to straighten them, he would be like, don't do that. That's a waste of time. Just pass it. Just to give you an idea how intense this guy was. So he told us one day, that he did exhaustive. So a guy like that, how many know if he says exhaustive, it's exhaustive. He did an exhaustive study of the word all. And he said that his conclusion was that all means all. Means all.
Profound.
Nothing left out.
That's deep.
I mean, that's deep. So if anybody, you can wow your friends with that knowledge, right? Hey, all means all. And then always. Now, this is a word that we misuse often.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we say, you always forget. But really, it's not. There's got to be at least one time you've remembered. At least once. I mean, come on. At least one time. But always really means always. It never changes. It's always the same. It will always be. There's no change. There's no shadow of change. It is solid and secure. It is always the same. So how many can see these are big words? But let's see why they mean something to you. Turn over to John 3:16. Let's take the first one. John 3:16. A lot of us know this in here. You see this at sporting events. People hold this sign up. Remember Tim Tebow? He put this on his face. And you know, after the game, how many know who Tim Tebow is, right? After the game where he had this under his eyes, under his face, that this was Googled several million times because he had put this scripture on his face. And here's what it means. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that, say it with me, whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad that eternal life is open to whoever? Whoever. Eternal life isn't just for a select few. Some would try to get you to think it's only for 144,000. That is incorrect and inaccurate. And if you read the Bible, you know, I'd like to say to these people, do you really think, I mean, out of all the time that's gone by, do you think you still have a chance to be? 144,000 is not that many.
No.
You know, and so it's just false doctrine. That's all it is. It's false. And you know what? There's a lot of false doctrine out there. But you know what? It's whoever believes on Jesus. It doesn't matter your name, your age, your size, your ethnicity. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter your religious background. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter what you're into, what you're out of. It does not matter.
Whoever.
It says whoever. It doesn't say whoever is good. Look at your neighbor and say, you got lucky. You got lucky. It doesn't say whoever says the right thing, does the right thing, looks the right way, is from the right side of the tracks. It says, for whoever. Oh, aren't you glad about that? Whoever. If you are a whoever, you qualify for eternal life by believing in Jesus. Oh, isn't that good? You know, a good friend of mine, he's been here many times, Ray Gene Wilson. He put something on his Facebook the other day. And right now, he's actually just finished, but he's been singing praise and worship. You may have seen him on TV for Kenneth Copeland's Southwest Bible Conference. So he's been there for the last couple weeks, and he's been here. He's a good friend of all of ours. And he put something on his Facebook that was so powerful. He said, I want to be known for what I'm for, not for what I'm against. Isn't that good?
Yes.
And you know, as believers, we really need to take that to heart.
Right.
Because Jesus is showing right here in this scripture, it's one of the most powerful verses in the whole Bible, and it shows that Jesus is for everybody.
Amen.
Amen? Let's stop limiting. Let's stop trying to decide who can come and who can't. And let's get an understanding at the word whoever means.
Amen?
Amen? Whoever means whoever. So that means when you're out and about today and you're looking about, and how many know Lake Worth is pretty wild, isn't it? I mean, you really never know what you're going to see in Lake Worth. That's why I love Lake Worth so much. I was eating at Rotelli's one day with Megan, and a guy is walking a giant turtle down the road.
Awesome.
I am not even kidding. The thing was like this big around. It was huge. He's real slow, but he's walking it down the road. And I looked, and I was like, whoa. So we went, you know, I took a couple pictures of it, but you never know what you're going to see in Lake Worth. I mean, we see people from all over the world. We see people, all kind of lifestyles. We see people, we see all kind of people. I mean, this is not generic white toast America right here in Lake Worth, is it? This is melting pot city right here. And I don't know about you, but I consider it a privilege to live here. I do. I love different kind of people. I just love it. And so, you know what? When we're out and about in Lake Worth, and maybe we'll see a guy walking a turtle, or maybe another day I was driving down Lake Worth, and I saw this whole group of people, all these men, and they were all dressed in these bright red, like, religious style robes and these funky hats, and they're walking down the road. I looked at them, and my first thought was, man, you never know what you're going to see here. I mean, it was just bizarre, really. But when we're out, no matter who we see, no matter how many holes, tattoos, hairdos they've got, we've got to remember that Jesus said, whoever.
Whoever.
They're a whoever.
That's right.
They're a whoever. And so we need to remember that and remember that, you know what, I'm no better than they are. The only thing I got that maybe they don't have is Jesus.
Yes.
And he's the only reason that I'm anything in the first place.
Amen.
The only reason that I'm breathing, living, thinking is Jesus.
Amen.
And so today when you're out and about, I want you to remember what that word whoever means. No matter who you look at. You know, sometimes we can look at people and just be like, whoa, you know, or, you know, just, you know, kind of, you know how people are. Let's be honest. Let's get over that.
Yes.
And look at them and say, hey, that's a whoever. Mm-hmm. And they need Jesus. Yes. They need something I got. Or, you know, you might be shocked to find out they've got Jesus.
Woo!
Amen. Yeah. You might be shocked. I met a guy at the thing the other day. Big old guy. He goes, they call me Big Dog. And I was like, I go, I can see that. I can see that. And he had gold teeth. He was a big old guy. I mean, he was pretty tatted up. And I'm talking to him. And, you know, next thing he knows, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a youth pastor out of this church. I was like, really? You know what? But it didn't shock me at all.
Whoever.
Whoever. Great guy. Talked to him for a while. Just moved here to Lake Worth. But, you know, he knew Jesus. And so sometimes, you know, you're thinking like, oh, that's judgmentalness coming out of you. You need to put that away and be like, whoever. Amen. Whoever. All right, who's ready for the next one? Turn over to Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah is to the left. Here we go. Oh, I just had, there it is. Jeremiah 32. We're going to look at verse number 27. Our next word is anything. Oh, this is, fasten your pew belt, because this one is so good. This is so good. All right, here we go. Let me get in the right place here. He says this. Our word is anything. What does anything mean?
Anything.
Anything. Is there anything that isn't included in anything?
No.
No. And so he says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
Nope.
And the answer is no. There is nothing too hard for God. So now we got blessed. We're included in the whoever. And now God's telling me that God can handle anything you are facing. There is nothing too hard for our almighty, all-powerful God. We just got to put our trust in him. There isn't anything that he can't fix. There isn't anything that he can't cure. Listen to this one. There isn't anything he can't forgive.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we got to remember that God doesn't forgive like we do.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Scott and I, we have a goal to forgive like God does. Because here, when God forgives, God forgets.
Amen.
When God forgives, he forgets and he restores. Amen. And there's nothing he can't forgive. And so whenever we, you know, you get aggravated with somebody or they do something, you say, well, I forgive you. And then the next time you're aggravated with them, you're like, and you remember when you did that? Well, that's not forgiveness. Because forgiveness lets it go. But you know what? There's nothing too hard for God. And this is where so many people get tripped up. They think there's something some dark shadow, some dark thing in their past, something that you've done that's going to hold you back from being able to be in relationship with God. But you got to remember, you're a whoever, and there is nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Is there anything too hard for Him? There is nothing that He can't cure, that He can't fix, that He can't stabilize, that He can't forgive, that He can't straighten out. You know, you may look at something and say, man, this is so messed up. But the Bible says that He makes a crooked path straight. Amen. He can straighten anything out. Anything. And so we got to remember that. There is nothing that is too hard for God. Not one thing. He says, is anything too hard? No. And so when you look at something and you're thinking, man, this is big. This is a big deal. Man, oh man. You got to remember that you serve a God.
That's right.
A God loves you. The God, the Almighty, loves you so much. And He says, is there anything too big for Him? No. And so we got to look at that, whatever we're facing, with that perspective, that Jehovah Jireh is on my side. Amen. El Shaddai, that means the Lord who's more than enough. I'm on His side. Amen. I'm on His side. If God be for me, who can be against me? Now, you know, sometimes God is trying to fix something, but we're not willing to lay down or let go of what He's trying. You know, sometimes, you know, I've told you that story. I hate this illustration, but it's a good one. You know, I'm an animal lover. That's why I hate it. But, you know, the story about the monkey, right? Let me remember this story. The way that they catch monkeys, which you shouldn't catch monkeys. You know, come on. But anyway, that just for the sake of explaining something. The way that they catch monkeys is they make a pot that their hand can go down and open. But once they grab the treat that's in the bottom, they can't take their hand out. The hole is big enough to go in with his hand open, but not with it closed. And so the monkey doesn't have the forethought or the understanding that if he lets go of what's in his hand, he can be released from this trap. And see, sometimes we're like that. Sometimes God is trying to fix a situation. He's trying to lead us out of something. He's trying to help something be released from us. He's trying to do what God does, and that's restore our lives. But we got a death grip on something, and we won't let go of it. Sometimes it's not talking about marriage, but sometimes it's a relationship. Sometimes, you know, that's just not a friend for you. Sometimes it's many, many times it's an offense. Many, 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 many times. That word literally means a snare, a trap. And so God is big enough, loves you enough, has the power, has the want to work stuff out in our lives. We just got to get with His program. But that word anything is so huge, because you know what? You can look at your life and anything that's there, God can fix. Anything. Anything. I believe with all my heart that any relation, any marriage can be restored. But you got to do things God wants you to do. And you know, sometimes people don't want to do that. Or, you know, whatever. Let's keep going. All right, let's keep going. Let's get to our next word. Whatever. Say it with me. Whatever. Turn over to Mark 11:23. These are big words, aren't they? Whoever, anything, and whatever. We've been talking a lot about this verse on Wednesday nights. Oh, we had a great Wednesday night service, let me tell you that.
Amen.
It was awesome. All right, here we go. Mark 11, we're going to look at verse number 23. What's our word?
Whatever.
All right. For assuredly, I say to you, oh, here's another one of our words. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have, say it with me, whatever he says. The things that we believe in our heart and say with our mouth, if they are in agreement with or congruent and in the line with His word, they do come to pass. Amen? They do come to pass. Today, think about it. Most of us are the product of the things we have believed in our hearts and said with our mouths for years. We have experienced the whatever thing we say. And, you know, we just got to make sure that what's coming out of here is in line with what's in here. But the Bible is very clear when it says, for surely I say to you, whoever, look at your neighbor and say, hello, whoever.
Hello, whoever.
Hello, whoever.
Hello, whoever.
For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed. And that, what's a mountain? A mountain is something in our life that we need to get over.
Amen.
Right? We need to get over it. How many times have we wanted to say to somebody, we haven't said it, but we've wanted to say to somebody, get over it, right? How many times have we needed to hear, get over it? A mountain is something we need to get, it's in the way, we need to get over it. And so it's just something that's not supposed to be there. And so it says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Whatever. Oh, say it with me. Whatever. 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 Oh, that's so good. Whatever. We've got to realize that God wants to work in our day-to-day life. God wants to work right where you are. God wants to move some things around in your life to get you through some things, get you over some things, get you where God wants you to be. God is a God who loves you. Amen? He's a God who loves you. You're on His side, and He wants to help. But so often we've got this idea that God is far, far removed, and He'll only move in a select few people's lives. That's not, we just read that's not true. He said, whoever. Whoever. God loves you. God loves me. So often, if we were to go, you know, down the streets of Lake Worth and we were to say to people, hey, do you believe that God can do this, this, and this? You know, almost every person would say, yes. People believe that God is powerful. Even if they have no relationship with God, no understanding of God, they've never even picked up a Bible, but they believe that God is powerful and God is able to do things. But here's the question that trips us up. When we say, do you believe that God wants to do that for you? That's where it's like, well, I don't know. I'm not a really good person. And, you know, I don't really, I this. You know, there's 100 million excuses. But that's not how God is. God wants to move in everybody's life. We just got to jump on His side and say, I'll do it your way.
That's right.
And that's where things start moving. Things start shaking. Things start shaking off. Things start coming in.
Yes.
What we need begins to happen. Oh, it's so good. When we think about whatever, whatever we say, whatever. And, you know, a lot of times we say that word with kind of a, whatever, whatever. We need to change our attitude about it.
Yeah.
How many have ever heard a teenager say that? Whatever. How many of us have ever said it? Whatever. We need to change our attitude about that word and say, you know what? Whatever I need to happen is going to happen.
Amen.
Whatever I need, I'm going to get. Whatever God needs to do in my life to straighten me out, I'm open to. Let's change our attitude about the word whatever. Let's change it. All right, let's see. What's our next word up here? All things. Mark 10:27. Let's turn there. It's right here. We just turn, flip over the other page. It says, but Jesus looked at him, at them, and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. All things. How many things?
All.
What's left out of all?
Nothing.
So all things are possible. So when we look at our checkbook and we're crying, ah, we can say, you know what? All things are possible. God can turn this around. He can turn it, but I got to start doing it God's way. When we look at our broken bodies, when we say, man, am I ever going to feel any better? All things are possible. When you wake up in the morning and you roll over and you look at your husband, you're like, whoa. All things are possible. Amen? All things are possible. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. You're married any length of time, that day will come. The day will come when you're just like, man, you are aggravating me to no end. But you know what? God can help through those situations.
Yes,
we don't go by feelings. We go by faith. Amen?
Amen?
And he says all things, when you're looking at your kids and they're being crazy and doing crazy stuff, you remember that God is a household Savior.
Yes.
You remember the promises that God has made for you. And you say, man, they're never going to straighten up. You got to say, all things.
All things.
All things. My God can do all things. Nothing is left out. When you're so broken and hurt and you've had a life of abuse and you think, man, will I ever feel better? Will I ever feel better? Will I ever feel whole again? All things. All things. All things. All things. When you're at the bottom on your job, you say, man, will I ever get promoted? All things. All things. When you got something, you know, I love, my favorite story in the Bible is the man at the gate beautiful in Acts chapter 3. The Bible says that he was laid at the gate beautiful. He was laid there daily and had been lame from his mother's womb. He had never walked. Never, not one day in his life. But Peter and John came along. And he was asking for money. And they looked at him and they said, we don't have any money, but what we do have, we'll give you. And they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Something may have been lame in your life for as long as you can remember. You may have went on ancestor.com and you have traced your family tree back. And it just gets more and more dysfunctional as time goes by. And you may be looking at your family thinking, man, will this tree ever change? You got to remember that God can do all things. Amen. You're the changer. You're the changer. We just got to get in and do it God's way. You're the changer. You may have, nobody in your family has ever made it in marriage. Everyone has ended in divorce. But you know what? You can be the different one. You can be the different one. We saw here last Sunday when Daryl Jacobs came up here, her birth family, no one, not one, as far back as they know, not one person in her birth family has ever graduated from high school. But she did.
Amen.
Amen. She did. You may have something that's been lame. You have never, that man had never seen his legs work. They'd never worked. Just because something has never worked doesn't mean it's not gonna work. Amen. Doesn't mean it's not gonna work. Because we serve a God, I hope you got this underlined in your Bible, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. But you know what the most important word in that verse is? With.
With God.
With God. With God. I gotta be with God.
Yeah.
That's when all things work, when I'm with God. Not when I'm out doing my own thing, running my own show. I got to be with God. Then all things work. And you know what? Sometimes things don't work the way you want them to work. Just like that man, he wanted money. Because all he could see was right there that day, and all he could see was from what he knew. From what he knew. Sometimes we got to let go of some things. Because God is Jehovah Jireh. That's one of his names in the Bible. God gives us his names to explain who he is. His name is Jehovah Jireh. That means the Lord who sees ahead and provides. And so we got to trust that God is seeing ahead. And so he may say, lay that down now. And we may be saying, why? That's how it sounds, isn't it? Why? But we got to remember, you know what? My God sees ahead, and he's providing for me something that is too big. It was too big for that lame man to even comprehend that he would walk one day. He never even thought of that. He was looking for money for that day. But God had a bigger plan. God had a bigger plan. And the Bible says, and looking to them, expecting to receive. Expecting. Let's lay it down and expect our God to give us something even bigger. Amen? Oh, it's so good. All right, let's keep going. Always. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Let's turn there. The reason I want you guys to turn there in your Bibles is so you can highlight it. Because these are ones you want to turn to often, right? These are big words. This is our last one. Oh, we got to close. We got a surprise for you. 2 Corinthians. I'll just read it up here. It says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Where's God going to lead you? Always in triumph. Always. If we're like with God, all things are possible. If we're with him, he's going to lead us in, he's going to lead us through and to a through a triumph every time. You may feel like you're in the battle right now, but you stay with God, you're going to get victory. Amen. Always, every time, without exception, God's team always wins.
Yes.
Always. Yes. Always wins. Doesn't matter what it looks like. You may look at me like, man, this looks bad. Doesn't matter what it looks like. I'm with God, and I'm going to triumph. Amen? I'm going to triumph because the Bible says that he always leads us in triumph. Always, 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 always. You know what? These are big words. Next week, we're going to talk about why they're such a big deal. Amen? We're going to talk about why being with God is such a big deal. Because a lot of people, we know the word. We know it. We've heard it. But we're breaking off the vine. We're breaking off the vine. And we got to remember, I got to be with him. Because God wants to do some big things. We're going into the last half of this year. We got 6 more months of 2014. We got 6 more months for God to show himself big in this year. We got 6 more months to walk out the plan God has for our life for this year. We have 6 more months for God to bring into fruition what he spoke to us at the beginning of the year. Let's not miss it because we're not in the right place. Amen? Let's not miss what God has for us because we're not with him. God's got big words. Let's all say them together one time. Let's say them together. Can you go to the front page where we have them all up there? All right, let's say them together. We're ready? 1, 2, 3. Whoever, anything, whatever, all things and always. Big words for my big life. Amen. Say that. Say big words for my big life. Because I serve a big God. Woo, hallelujah. Isn't that good? I serve a big God, a big God. He's bigger than anything that we could face. Amen. Oh, let's pray together. You guys ready? Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are a big God. Oh, thank God you're not some scrawny, can't get nothing done God, but you are the God Almighty, the great I am, the one who created the heavens and the earth. And I thank you, Lord, that your word says that my help comes from the one who created the heavens and the earth. Oh, if you can do that, you can do anything in my life. I thank you, Lord, that you don't leave anybody out, that it is for whoever. And so right now, with nobody looking around just for a minute, you don't need to leave. You got nowhere to go that's more important than right here. If you're here today and you say, I'm a whoever, but I've never accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I want to do that today. I realize now that I'm not left out. I'm not excluded for any reason, but I am a whoever, and Jesus died on the cross for me. With nobody looking around, just for a minute, you say, I want what Jesus has for me. I want salvation. Raise your hand up big and tall. I'm not going to embarrass you in any way. I just want you to raise your hand up to the Lord to say, hey, I'm a whoever, and I'm here to receive eternal life. Anybody like that in here today? Oh, we thank you, Lord, that as we're out and about in the city of Lake Worth today, or wherever we are in Wellington or Boynton or West Palm, wherever we are today, that as we look across the sea of people, that we will have in our hearts a love and compassion like yours, and we will say, you are a whoever and need Jesus. Oh, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen. All right, who's ready to give big today?